Welcome.
Hi. Good to see you, ladies.
Hello. Good to see you guys.
Yay, Cassie in the house.
Mary, Mindy on the mics.
The hot box is now.
Oh, yeah, we're the fucking trifecta right now.
We got our weed dicks out.
We're the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We definitely have
our weed dicks out. I got a wang on.
We had to rush to make that happen before the show, so we hopped right off the elevator and onto the microphones.
Yeah. We were listening to some Farm before our show.
And Farm.
We get to play that on the show, right? We have to play a farm track.
If you want to play a song, we'll play a Farm track.
I think we should feel it out.
Only if any former members of Farm who are listening call in.
Yeah, what's the number?
Farm is the shit.
The number is 1-800-893-9562. Cassie, what's the website?
www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably already, if you're listening to this, though, you've already figured that part out.
Yeah,
so all the power to you.
Yeah, you went to that website and you fucking clicked that shit and you're going to listen to that shit. But how was your guys' weekends? How's everything been in fucking Mindy and Cassie world?
Pretty awesome. Cassie did something special.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I got out of town for a few days. I went to Temecula.
Ooh, girl. That's exactly where I was.
Then I, what the kids are calling candy flipped.
Oh, you should tell everybody what candy flipping
is. In San Diego. I learned what that is. That's when you take, in my case, Molly.
All right.
And then you take acid.
Awesome.
And you flip out.
Yeah. No, candy flipping. And then there's also hippie tripping, or like taking a little hippie dip.
What's that? That sounds exciting.
That's, when I did it, it was E and mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of hippie dipped it up. It's hard to say.
That's pretty hyphy.
Yeah, yeah. That was when I was so young when so young. I was doing shit like that.
I wasn't even going to take acid. Everyone was going to take acid. And I actually swore I would never take acid again. I had one really good acid trip. And then I had one really horrible acid trip, and I was like, I'm never doing acid again. And then everyone took the Molly, and I started to feel pretty good. And all of a sudden, taking acid seemed like the best idea in the world.
Oh, yeah, I still love acid.
I think
acid.
It was. I stand by it. I had a good time. Turkey yeah. Day. Go I'm very thankful for drugs.
Yeah, we all are in the hot box and everywhere out in the world, too. Thank you, drugs.
Yeah, we'd just like to say that drugs are important.
And
being
sometimes,
addicted to weed is non-existent.
Yeah, you can't get addicted to weed. You can smoke a fuck ton of weed, definitely. But to actually go as far as like an addiction, although I would wear a marijuana patch if they invented those, or if maybe they already have them.
Yeah.
Like instead of a nicotine patch.
I thought you meant like on your leather jacket or something. I was like, that'd be pretty cool, Mary. Yeah. You should. I think we can make that
I'm
happen for you.
I'm going to sew it onto my jean jacket.
They make leather jackets.
They definitely make those.
But there is like a weed patch, like a nicotine patch, like a THC.
I've heard of
patch.
This lotion that you can rub on yourself.
Go on. Okay. That's my favorite topic ever.
It's got some kind of hyphy weed stuff inside of it that it makes your muscles feel all high and stoned. And then it's supposedly
like it goes
awesome.
Through your bloodstream.
Yeah, girl. But I don't know if I believe it. I've mixed reviews on this lotion situation. If anyone out there knows about this, give us a call.
Yeah.
And I just think it's funny, too, because like if you're using marijuana lotion and it does have something that gets you fucked up, like just remember you're sitting there rubbing lotion all over yourself. Like just, I'm going to get so high. And like then you probably do get stoned and then realize like that you've been like spacing out and you just rubbed yourself for like 30 minutes.
I would be the type that would totally overdo it too.
And, like, yeah, me too.
I'd be like on a whole
I'd
jar
be like
and
a
be laying, just trying to get as high as possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all I envision is just like being like sitting on the couch and like just completely spacing out and being like, I was supposed to go to work and I've just been sitting here putting weed lotion on.
Showing up to work all slick and wet with moisturized weed lotion.
Yeah.
What about weed lotion back rubs?
Oh, okay, girl. See? Now we're cooking.
Now we're talking that level.
I must get this weed lotion.
I must too.
I have plans.
I'll rub you guys down.
I want to look it it up on the internet right now, but it's too much work, so I'm not going
to. Yeah, I feel like if I start typing right now, like, I'm not going to be able to talk and type at the same time.
No. I know, I have that issue. I try to, like, be all like, hey, here's our phone number on Facebook, and then instead I just sit here like,
You should just write, like, ass, titties.
Okay, call in, ass, T-I-T-T-Y-S. Perfect.
Just try and dial that into your touch-tone phones, everyone. Touch-tone only.
Yeah. If you're also hanging out on Facebook, you're about to see a new post from the Hotbox. How cool is that?
I know. It's like you guys are here with us.
It's happening right now.
If you're listening to the podcast, go back in time on our timeline. Travel to the past.
The world wide web.
Find that post.
The internet's pretty cool.
Seriously,
I'm trying to load this song that I want to play and it's not working right now. And I'm like, what?
The internet is pretty, pretty cool.
The internet can be cool, but it can turn on you too because you get so used to having it. And then as soon as it's like, well, no, I'm not going to work right now. And it takes it away just like that. And you can't watch Netflix in your bed and you can't, you know,
just use
Wikipedia, different bands.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, I surf Wikipedia a lot. Just start clicking link to link.
Dude, I do it with a couple of different websites because I'm at a desk all day. Like, my job is like a desk job. So, like, and I, like, have my own office. So, like, I always will get stuck on, like, IMDb, like, the movie website. The Internet Movie Video Database?
Something like that.
I don't know. IMDb, yeah. Yeah, but so I end up like, because I'll be like, oh, this guy acted in this. Oh, this woman directed it. Oh, she directed this one too. Like, and I'll just like fucking do it.
It's a wormhole.
It's a wormhole of shit. And it's like, now I know all this shit, but like.
Tell us some things that you know.
I'm just kidding. Tell us some things.
Can I look something up?
I know, right. I've seen Charlotte's Web and Cannibal Holocaust.
James Franco, go.
James Franco. He's definitely in that movie where he cuts his arm off.
Oh, that movie's
127 Hours.
I hate that stupid ass movie.
Fuck, like, the fuck do I want to see? I mean, he's great in it, but motherfucker's cutting his arm off for like 4 hours and the movie's only an hour. Like,
I want to see someone. I want to see him actually. I wish that movie would have taken place in like real time. Just like 1 hour, one shot. Him cutting his arm off.
Yeah, just like, chop with a fucking butcher knife. That's the movie I want to see.
I hated all the rest of that crap of him like remembering things. And it's so stupid, whatever.
And he was like climbing rocks.
Or talking to the camera.
Talking to the camera, that kind of stuff.
I forgot about
And I love Franco. I mean, Daniel DeSario, are you kidding me?
Stranded in a forest with a video camera. Would you talk to the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would make up little songs. I'd be like, party in the forest.
You're going to die and you're just partying so hard still.
Like music video with bears.
That's our Mary.
And stalk the bears.
Yeah. I actually, like, I want to be either in a movie or in a band or something or write something called Bear Valley that's just about like a city of bears, like gay bear men.
There's a video movie on Netflix called Bear City and it's the most bear like but very very gay. I tried bear to watch city. It with Manny but we had to change it about 30 seconds in.
Manny was getting too turned
it
on.
It started with cock sucking.
Mindy's like, oh, rock this is
hard
so my
watching it
right
and you're
now.
Like, God.
Calm it down.
Bear City, is it a movie or a TV show?
I believe it's a movie.
Oh my God, I'm all over it.
We might have a clip of it later on.
Is there like bear drama or is it like bear action? Like gay bear
I wish you guys
action?
Were talking about actual cute little
I
bears.
I haven't explored it past like the title and maybe like
I can't believe you
minutes.
Wanted to watch it with your boyfriend. You're like, baby, Bear City's on.
He found it. And
come sit
like,
you
oh,
down
maybe.
By me.
I know you like bears. You might like this. I'll try it. And then no.
No fucking no bears. No bear policy. But bears, I mean, they're lovable for a reason, as are Care Bears. But
Care Bears are so cute. Yeah. And they have such a positive message. I think that's important for bears to have.
Yeah. I'm sure these bears
might
too.
Care Bear.
That'd be pretty cool.
Marijuana Care Bear would be
awesome.
I'm
sure, Google that. I bet that's been done. That's been done.
I'm sure it's a tattoo somewhere.
I bet it's tattooed.
Yeah, like I've seen so many pictures of Hello Kitty getting stoned, like smoking a joint. Like that they've made now, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm on board with that. Like Sanrio surprises, like fucking Hello Kitty does smoke weed.
I'd get high with Hello Kitty for sure. Obviously, she's my girl.
Yeah, she's my fucking sister.
I was thinking, I was reminiscing recently about all of the exciting Sanrio characters that I used to love. Bats Maru.
Oh, like all the Hello Kitty friends.
Choco Cat.
I remember what was the, there was Karopi.
Yeah,
Hello Kitty was a big part of.
Well, she was the star. She was the most popular one, and I feel bad for all the other ones, even though I think that they were really cute and should be treated as equals.
Because they'll never be as cute as Hello Kitty.
She's the queen.
Serious.
She's the star, you know? She's the Beyonce of Sanrio.
And it's an instant cue. Like I could go home and watch this.
What are you talking about? I can't see what you're looking at.
Oh, looking at Bear City and how the last time I tried to watch on Netflix, we got through 5 minutes.
Can you play the audio?
I might be able to.
Is there a trailer you could play?
We got to know more about this.
Give me just a minute.
Yeah, we'll see if there's like a part, like a scene that's pivotal, and we'll play the Bear City scene for you guys. Because I'm curious. Like, I need more information. Like, if you guys are on Netflix or if you're on your computer at all, you can totally look at the fucking
romance can be hairy.
Romance can be hairy. Oh my god. Oh my god. So hairy. If you're
I'm
a bear,
gonna
so
close
bear.
My eyes and pretend that these are actual bears.
You could whatever gets you there.
I have a bear fetish, and I'm talking bears,
like actual bears, like furries,
like grizzly, wild animal bears.
Oh.
And you have a fetish about them, like, so you like watching Grizzly Man, and you probably like that movie Bear, the one that has the bear in it.
You like Brother Bear? That movie made me cry.
I don't know that movie. I don't know any good bear flicks. I was just faking this bear fetish. I don't know anything about.
We got all like into it. We're like,
you I like do bear like Grizzly Man though. That movie totally rules. Herzog's my boy.
Yeah, fucking Werner Herzog is fucking. That's top shelf right there. I wish they would have.
I know that it's disrespectful or whatever, but I wish that they would have played the audio of that guy getting mauled in the movie. It's like,
dude,
is that messed up of me to
I've looked it up. I've tried to find it
because
I'm like, I want to hear this dude get killed by bears.
Isn't it messed up that I
want to
hear that? But I really do. And it makes me feel, I feel shame admitting it on the radio, but I want to hear that. I want to hear it really badly.
Have you seen Grizzly Man?
Oh yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I'd be down to listen to it too.
I looked for it and like typed it in and it's just nowhere. But like I did find a cougar attack. A guy got mauled by a cougar and it's on the interwebs. And that was pretty
gnarly.
It was one of those things where at first I was like, oh, this isn't going to be that. Oh, holy shit. Like it like fucking escalated so quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You always think that that's going to be pretty cool to watch. And then it gets real. It gets real.
If I was ever put on death row, by the way, I'd rather be in Skid Row than death row. But
yeah,
if I was going to be sentenced,
studios.
Do they let you pick your own, like how they kill you? Cause like if I was on death row, I'd be like mauled by a cougar. That's how I want to go out.
They
like,
don't, but that would be
that
one
would
hell
be
of
so
a show. Cause there's spectators and stuff too.
You just want to do it for the camera.
Not really for the camera, but it's like, fuck it. If I'm on death row and I'm actually like, there's a set date that they're going to execute me. Why can't I pick how I want
to
do it?
It'd be tight if then you could defeat
you're like,
the tiger and somehow get you to win your life back.
If the cougar doesn't win, can I go free?
You fight three tigers. There has to be some like rule structure. I would fight it. No, I would lose.
I'd
just
try.
Kill me.
Fuck it, just kill
Whatever.
Me. Like, I'm already all the way out here. Getting attacked by you.
Just
fucking finish
a tiger.
I've always wanted to hug a tiger. Like, people that want to swim with dolphins, fuck that. Dolphins rape. I actually want to hug.
What?
Yeah, dolphins rape. You guys didn't know that?
They try to hump on you?
Yeah, dolphins get rapey. Like, it's in their DNA.
No way.
Yeah, I think it's like.
Have you swam with dolphins before?
No, fuck no, because I looked into it.
I've always wanted to do that, and I didn't know anything about them getting all horny.
I've been to Hawaii a bunch of times. My dad, like, used to have condos there that he rented.
Cool.
And, like, those fucking, like, those places, like, I looked into it because I wanted to go with the guy I was with at the time and be like, oh, we'll swim with dolphins, we'll get fucked up, we'll party with the dolphins. And I stumbled upon a website that's basically just, like, people who have been raped by dolphins, like a Yelp forum type thing.
Wait, are we talking actual full penetration?
I don't know because I don't know where they put their dolphin dicks.
Oh, my God, I hope it is.
I kind of hope it is, too, but it's, like, basically, like, they're forceful and they're aggressive. And they're always horny.
What? Have you ever seen Flipper starring Elijah Wood?
Yeah, he probably fucked Elijah Wood multiple times.
I would probably let a dolphin have its way with me just because of how much I love Lisa Frank. It's like ingrained in my brain to like, just think, I'll trust a dolphin with anything. anything he says to me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do that.
A lady in Israel married a dolphin.
What?
I saw the news report and she like was in her wedding dress and jumped in the ocean with them.
You know what song they probably played at the wedding?
Does she live in the sea with him? How does this work?
I don't know. We should try to find it. We'll do some research.
Maybe she has like a life raft and she just like, she and the dolphin just chill out there and get posty and then like he rapes her.
Well, you can't rape the willing, Mary.
We got somebody that just called us that wants to talk to us.
Let's have it. Welcome,
Let's
caller.
See what's up.
Hello.
Hello?
All right, so who got raped by a dolphin?
Dude, people get raped by dolphins.
She's just saying hella people get raped by dolphins.
Like wall-to-wall like dolphin rape.
It's an epidemic. Dolphin rape epidemic.
Yeah.
Google it.
I mean, have you or a close one, like a close family member, been raped by a dolphin? Or did you just call because you're concerned?
There was one time at a party at this place called Bauhaus. I think I actually got raped by a dolphin. I'm not too sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Were you in water of some sort, or was this on land?
Yeah, there was some kind of like abandoned pool in the middle of the place, and like, I don't know, he just had this crazy look in his eye, and he gave me a drink, and
this
one
dolphin
led to another, and I don't know what happened. I was getting tacos down the street, and it went off.
Holy shit, it just crazy. Fucking raped you.
Oh, man.
Did you catch this dolphin's
name?
So
you do know, you did, it happened.
Right.
It's Let's probably, just
I
be real it, here,
I think
okay?
The dolphin's name was Don.
Don Dolphin.
Don the Dolphin.
I love that guy.
Dolphin Don.
That dude knows how
that
to party.
That sounds like a fucking rapey
He's
ass
like,
dolphin.
Kicking it in the pool, going out for tacos, after party, fourth meal.
Yeah, he's fourth meal. Well, I mean, how do you feel now? Like, do you feel like you have to go to counseling, or do you feel more rejuvenated after this dolphin rape? Like you have a second chance at life.
I actually do kind of feel like I got a second chance at life, honestly. It's opened my eyes to a lot of different things. I go to SeaWorld a lot now.
Oh.
You can finally get past it.
Do you find yourself more attracted to the dolphin species after this incident?
Yes. I have somewhat of an affinity towards the teeth, because that's what I really remember.
Oh, how did they feel?
A little bit better than human teeth, I guess.
Oh, you got a sick ass gummer from a dolphin.
I was gonna say, so have you seen the movie? I was gonna ask if you've seen the movie Splash and if you're into like mer chicks, but it sounds like you're mostly into the beak of the dolphin.
Yeah, definitely more of the.
I didn't hear
who
said gummer.
If I had to compare it to a movie,
nice.
If I had to compare it to a movie, I'd have to say Flipper.
Ooh,
starring Elijah Wood, my favorite movie.
Game, or maybe a video game, maybe Echo the Dolphin.
Oh,
girl, don't even get me started on Echo the Dolphin. That game was hella hard.
I think you guys have a blowhole fetish. all you dolphins.
I don't have a horny thing towards dolphins. I just, like, I mean, I probably would go there, but I just love them.
Right?
Right?
It
totally.
Is pretty enticing.
I mean,
really
I can't
is.
Say I wouldn't. I'm not seeking it out, but who knows if I were caught in that same situation with Don.
Yeah,
you know,
so
he's
since
a pretty
we,
cool dude.
Since we established Don, is this also someone from the Bauhaus? I think you said that earlier.
I'm sorry?
You said you were at a place called the Bauhaus when Don the dolphin raped you?
Yeah, well, it was, I don't know. I think it was more of an attempt.
Oh.
Because that dolphin was kind of old. I don't think you really get it up.
I want to Google
geriatric dolphin wieners.
So what does a limp dolphin wiener feel like as it rubs against your leg?
I don't know. Maybe like.
Do they have penis? Honestly, in real
really
life,
a greasy slice of pizza. I guess I don't know.
Did they have?
So did you feel? Was it like
out?
Smooth? Did you feel the skin of the dolphin?
Somewhat.
Some say.
Oh.
Well, I'm really glad that you felt like you could share with us because it's nothing to be ashamed of, you know?
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, caller?
I am calling from Northridge.
All right. Northridge.
Where's Northridge? Is that
Northridge?
Here?
Yeah, Northridge is where I live.
Oh, that's awesome, the dolphin.
Yeah. Oh, we got him excited.
That was for your spank bank, you dolphin lover.
I love that.
That is definitely going in the spank bank. I'll tell you that right now.
Fucking neighborhood, fucking.
So next week, Don the Dolphin, we want you as a guest.
Oh man, if you guys get Don the Dolphin on there.
I don't know if we can get him out of his big old tub. We'd have to get like a harness or like one of those.
We'd have to do on location interviews,
and we'd have to keep him. And we'd have to keep him like saturated with water, so we'd have to get like some sort of kiddie pool thing.
Put a hose on him.
Yeah, that's all we need to do anytime.
So Northridge, huh? Are there a lot of dolphins lurking around out there?
Oh my God.
Yeah, especially by the college.
Yeah.
Does Don have a posse or does he ride solo?
I think he rides solo.
Does he raw dog it or raw don it?
Oh my gosh. I'm not
sorry.
This whole like.
Cassie's getting overstimulated.
I'm trying to like secretly get a song ready, but it turned out not to be a secret.
Yeah. Well, now we know.
Everyone knows. Well, let's play it. Caller. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
We love you. Who are you? What's your name? Do you want to come out on the air?
Yeah, are you being anonymous on the air?
Maybe next time I call.
Ooh, okay. I like that. Call us back with more fucking stories, man.
Tell Don I said what's up.
I got a million of them.
Yeah, and tell Don
I said what's up. My phone. I don't have a phone right now, but tell him to, if he wants to holler at me, I'll be at Fourth Meal around 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll let him know.
Okay, tight.
Taco Bell.
All right, here's a song. See
Fourth
y'all later.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, Cassie's getting the song ready. Are you guys ready?
Is someone not letting? It's supposed to be playing.
There we go. It's the guest DJ.
Eyes. We met him 7 years ago in an island paradise. He used to meet us at the shore and swim with us and laugh and show us caves and coral reefs and carry us like a Daniel was. He used his heart before his pen. No one would believe he was as bright as what we said. No one knew he loved us. One day our grandpa was watching. Sure.
was what we said. No one knew he loved us. No one knew he loved us.
All right, the music ended. That means we're live on the air at SkidRowStudios.com. You're going to call in 1-800-893-9562. We want to hear from who?
You.
You?
That was a good rhyme, Mindy.
Yeah. Mindy, you have like mad flow, like crazy flow.
She's a rapper.
Maybe, secretly.
She's a really, really good rapper.
We actually are going to maybe play some farm songs.
Don't you make the beats on these tracks?
I do on some of them. Yeah.
That's cool. So if I ever wanted to get my rap career off the ground, would you be able to drop some beats for me?
I'm going
to
do it anyway. Let's get our rap careers going together.
Yeah. What are we going to call ourselves? Do you guys ever have like an alias? Crazy Joe, the rap with the rap and flow.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, we have a guest on the show.
We have a guest. We forgot to say something.
Rude of us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Spencer.
We've got Spencer. I think Spencer has to talk louder.
Oh.
There you go.
There we go. Hi, I'm Spencer.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Spencer.
There we go. Aww.
Yeah, we figured, you know, since last week was such a fucking titty party, that we'd, you know, we'd bring some
bring some
testosterone, some weed dick, yeah.
Some weed dick.
We figured, you know, we figured our female
weed
callers,
dicks,
you know.
Ourselves, though.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to look up? What were you? Okay, really quickly, because we were talking about dolphin rape, he has this actual statistic.
There's this study.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
There's this study from 1953 about, basically, they took like 6,000 people and in the 50s. And 8% of men and 4% of women had all had sex with animals. So with inflation, I mean, it has to be way higher than that.
Just think of how many people lied.
So many people fuck animals.
So many do. Yeah, because think about it.
I'm
like, if they lied.
They do.
Like, if you're in a room of 10 people, two of those people probably fucked an animal.
Yeah. There's actually the...
Does, like, licking the peanut butter count?
Yeah, see, that's what I was asking.
I
don't think it counts.
I mean, I never did that, but I knew, and I'm not just saying this, I knew a girl in middle school that used to have a dog.
And they'd have little parties of two?
I feel really gross saying this, but no, she totally told me that she used to do that. Put peanut butter on her
She had
whatever.
A peanut butter
her
party
pussy?
With her fucking pussy.
Horny
her
dog.
Vagina.
Her vagina.
Dude, and peanut butter's so
It's a
oily.
Clean mouth, though.
Like, it's like...
I mean, it's a pretty clean mouth.
That's true.
I don't like dogs enough.
Cleaner
to...
than most.
Yeah.
Even if you did like dogs, would that really ever be an option?
No, probably not.
Well, I don't think so, but I actually have a dog, and like, that's never even like come into my mind,
Girl,
except one time I went
real.
Shopping.
I went Drexel to, was I, eyeing me earlier.
Yeah, I went to Vons, and I needed was dog food, and I kind of like, they had this honey nut peanut butter, like Jif peanut butter, like that was like in a display, like not near the dog food, but like it was also there, and I was like, oh, honey nut peanut butter, that sounds awesome. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to get a Rolling Stone magazine. So all I got was peanut butter, dog food, and a magazine. Like I was going to like go home and just chill with my pooch.
Yeah.
Peanut
hot.
Butter pooch party.
Reading to your dog. And feeding it peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, let's read the movie reviews together.
There was a guy in Washington. There was a movie made about this, but I lived in Washington. There was this guy who died.
Oh, the horses guy, Zoo. I've seen that documentary.
Oh,
he
yeah.
died by getting fucked
yeah.
by a horse.
Yeah, it perforated his colon. And
then he just died of sepsis, didn't he?
He went
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Like
he went home.
He
flew home.
He completed the sesh. He got down.
It's a pretty heavy sesh.
He went home and died of internal bleeding.
Well, what's even weirder is that the documentary, it's called Zoo, if anybody feels like, you know, watching it before bed or
it's
something.
It's a romantic story.
Or on your next date.
Well,
duh.
Yeah, it's creepy because it's a documentary, but it's filmed in reenactments. And they don't actually obviously show the shit. But like basically this guy had a ranch in Washington. And he would have people, like other horse enthusiasts or whatever the fuck, would come to his ranch and they'd all just like have drinks and then just drift off to the stables. And like, so you're like hearing it, but you're hearing it like in a reenactment way. And like, so it's like edited more like a show, like a movie that's not like documentary style, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Do you think they ever had like saddle parties, like key parties?
See, that's what I'm not
like. Here, you take my horse for the night, I'll take your horse.
Horse swap. It's either we're watching Bear City or we're watching Horse Swap tonight.
Horse Swap.
This show is taking a turn for the worst.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys thought this was like a show about weed,
I'm sorry, guys. I started the
horses do have fucking really big cock.
So what does screwing your pet have to do with marijuana?
I don't know. If you get stoned enough.
There might be enough stoner, but stoners are lazy usually.
Yeah, I think alcoholics are much less likely to rape an animal than a stoner.
You mean much more likely?
More likely. Yeah,
stoners are not animal rapers.
No, stoners are not. That's really the message we want to bring.
Exactly.
Sober people, I'd watch out for. But I don't think it's because they smoke pot.
God, this is dark.
Yeah, you guys, this is what happens on
Tuesday.
I say
it's the sober people because they don't have any release. You know,
yeah, they got to get their kicks somewhere, and for whatever reason, they aren't smoking. They aren't smoking it up, so they're like, they go crazy enough, and they're just like,
or are the drunks?
I think, yeah, I
see drunks. Yeah,
who do you
I
think
see.
Who's more likely to be the animal raper, drunk or sober?
I want
to
get drunk and go swimming with some dolphins. If you know what I'm saying.
Holla.
They're very violent when they have sex, though.
God,
I don't know if
I still can't believe this. No, I need to. I mean,
they
I'm going to go
really
on a
hard.
Serious Google. Binge when I go home and really get into this dolphin situation.
Because
you know what?
I'm going to challenge
this epidemic. You know, I choose to believe that dolphins are pure, beautiful creatures.
Yeah.
And I know that Dawn likes to party, but there are other dolphins out there who are like, you know, positive members of society.
No,
dolphin society, not our society.
They rape other dolphins too. It's
completely different.
Is that how dolphins
moral
swim?
Code is completely
is that
different.
How they roll?
Yeah, they roll
as rapers?
By being rapists.
So Don the dolphin is just living up to the normal dolphin stereotype.
Yeah, that's just what he
He's
does.
He's perpetuating
Shout
it.
Out to Don.
You know, every stereotype.
Don, we
true.
Want you on.
Yeah, Don, we want you on. You know what though? That's the perfect name for a dolphin, though. I don't know why. Like
Don
the dolphin. Like, I want to write a song about it.
Did you hear the song I played called Daniel Dolphin? That's pretty good.
That's
too.
Pretty close too. Because then you can get the good Danny in there. Danny Dolphin.
Dolphin
Danny's actually better. Don
the alliteration's best. Classic.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Because it's double D.
Gotta have double D's.
Sorry, I sometimes yell into the microphone. I did that.
Jeremy's
before.
On the phone, and somehow I can't stop watching him be on the phone. I want to know what he's talking about so bad.
The sound man's so on
Must
the
Must be
phone.
So important.
No, he
just keep
even
calling until he notices.
You know what
phone.
He's probably doing? He's probably like, yeah, no, I'm not busy. I'm just fucking, you know, manning the sound.
He wanted
the
to
sound
play
booth.
A song.
Yeah, he's
we
like,
couldn't.
I don't give a shit. I hope he's having phone sex. Right?
That's
he's
what
like,
I
Yo,
just
girl.
Said.
I saw your profile online. You looking real good. What you trying to do after this?
You hungry?
Like
you want to come meet me in DTLA?
He's got some dead flowers in there he could salvage and give to her.
That's true. He could
they
give
could
them
almost
to her.
Pass as like
DTFLA.
Some kind of potpourri situation.
Yeah, DTFLA, exactly. You know what he could do if he met a goth girl? He could be like, here are these dead flowers. I got them from somebody's grave. Like
that would make her hot.
She'd goth her
if
fucking panties.
If she was
panties.
15, she'd be balling.
Is that really a verb? Goth?
She'd goth,
goth,
she'd
her, goth, panties.
She'd goth her panties.
She'd goth her panties if someone gave her dead flowers.
Like that. It's like black liquid leaking everywhere.
Yeah. She'd Roz Williams her
Now
panties.
If it was a dolphin giving her.
Yeah, then she'd be set
Well, then
for
it'd
life.
Be weird. Because the dolphin
dolphins.
Would be walking around.
How does Don the dolphin get from pool to pool?
Dude, that dude
has a crane.
He puts his belly on a skateboard and he just paddles on down the road. On the way.
It's a longboard. Don the dolphin on his
longboard. No,
if
no,
he's
it's
too
a, it's
drunk,
a surfboard
his buddy's
and
pushing.
It's got wheels on the bottom.
Yeah.
He stole the surfboard from a surfer he raped and killed and then made it into a skateboard and now he's land.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude,
that's
inbound.
An epic dolphin.
I think this is like a Kobe Bryant situation where
a big story.
Everyone's being like, oh, Don raped me. But really, they know they wanted it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I want to cuddle with the dolphin. But then once, you know, you get the dolphin excited,
once you get those dolphin urges.
No. Yeah. What was that swimmer wearing?
I don't know. Probably a fucking.
I think he was asking for
crotchless
it.
Crotchless panties.
I think he was asking for it.
Jeremy, who are you talking to on the phone?
Like a swimming in the Pacific.
Yeah. We were
like
wondering
that.
If you were having phone sex. Oh, he's
come on,
still on
come
the phone,
on.
Guys. He's finishing
Who
up.
Who are you talking to on the phone?
I was talking to my mom.
God, what is she trying
definitely
to say?
Not having fun sex, guys. Sex then,
she was listening to the Hot Box. And
no,
she's
not.
She called me up and she's like,
she's concerned.
What are these girls talking about?
Oh, well.
Dolphins and marijuana sex.
We got our weed dicks out.
You're doing damage control.
Yeah, we got our weed dicks out on this episode. We really wanted to bring it to the table for you guys.
I forgot about weed dicks. That was
speaking of heavy.
I know your listeners appreciate the weed dicks being out.
Oh, they do. Everyone out there, pull out your weed dick right now. Now wave it in the air.
It's a state of mind.
Do a helicopter. Right. Do a helicopter. Someone else,
if there's someone else in the room, show them your weed dick.
Yeah, just pull that weed dick out. This goes for guys,
if you're
girls.
On the bus.
This is what you're supposed to pull your weed dick out to.
Yeah, okay.
You feel me?
Everyone's got their weed dicks out.
Unsheath your weed dick.
I think it's always unsheathed. Mm-hmm. It's just like you just have to, you know, get to the right state of mind and it reveals itself to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Is that like transcendental meditation?
Yeah, but way better.
Way better.
This all started with
transcendental meditation with dicks.
Pretending to hump Mary's butt with my Hello Kitty pencil case.
Yeah, she brought the weed dick.
Weed.
Yeah.
So it was the weed dick.
Now the cops are going to know where I keep it.
The cops are totally listening.
Listen to this podcast because they're out to get me, yo. I owe hella money to the LA County.
Oh yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. It's just like stupid car crap, but no one cares about me. But I like to think of myself as being in like Bad Boys or something.
You're like an outlaw.
Yeah.
I try to thug it up all the time. Like, now that I have a car too, like I'll bump Eazy-E and like chain smoke in my car, and my seat's really, really far back. I feel like the biggest G. And then I remember that I'm a white girl that lives in Northridge.
You're pretty thuggish though.
I try. I mean, I have my thuggish, ruggish ways sometimes.
Thuggish, yeah. Ruggish.
You guys
bone.
Are both pretty yeah, exactly. Thuggish. Surprisingly thuggish. The more I get to
I
know
a
you,
thuggish.
Yeah. You're yes. One of the thuggiest people I know,
and it's very surprising. But, yeah. You know, you
well,
got some-
I'm going to do something. I'm going to read the number because we need some people to call in.
Yeah,
call
geez,
in. Call in. I'm going to play, what have Jeremy play a friggin' farm song so that when the people are calling, they have something to listen to.
Yeah.
800-893-9562. Give us a call at the Hot Box.
Song's dedicated to Jeremy's mom.
This song's about something that's very, very important in everybody's life. Something we all desire to do, but only few of us really follow through with it. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Rape. Rape. Rape. Into her room you will creep. Wait until she's fast asleep. Quietly take off her clothes. Stick it in. Now here you go. Rape!
Rape, 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 rape,
yep. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
I don't even like you. I just wanna fuck you. I could never date you. I just wanna rape you. Be that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Feed that bitch some turkey. Lots and lots of turkey. Shove that turkey down her throat and make her choke on turkey. Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Date rape.
Rape that fucking bitch.
Yes, you guys.
And
see,
we're back on the air.
We wanted to prove to you that Mindy is the thuggiest person I know because was Mindy. She made all of that. She wrote it.
She made that beat.
She recorded it. She made that beat.
That was my attempt to be gangster. The story behind that is I decided I was going to write a rap song. So I went to Google and I typed in how to rap and it said, did you mean how to rape? And so I was like, yeah, I'll write a rap song about raping. And then like the third thing down was some fat dude's blog about, hey, you could use turkey as a date rape drug. And the song was born.
Because of the tryptophan, it'll make him sleepy.
Oh.
I didn't
even
think yeah, about so that. that's my date rape drug.
So date rape is, this is actually the best time to be a date raper because it's right after Thanksgiving. So get your granny's leftovers.
Sorry, Grandma.
You were going to give him your
date tonight.
But you might get that grandchild you wanted.
Grandma, give me your leftover turkey, and then I'll give you a grandchild back, and a legitimate child. Yeah. Get you a baby boo.
Not cool.
Sorry, I know.
It's dark over here. Full moon, tonight.
I'm in a strange, like wonderful utopia of just fucking fart jokes and like darkness.
But give me a fart joke. What do you got going on?
Give
over
you?
There? Or is this just like, this is like.
Or just fart.
Natural.
Or just fart.
This is like casual humor. Like you just get the chance to have a fart joke sprinkled into the mix.
Oh, yeah. Usually there's some talk of
all
like poop on the show and we haven't gotten there.
Oh God! We just did. Now we are.
We always do. This is literally like,
we haven't talked about poop yet.
We talk about it.
We talk about shit every episode.
We talk about shit more than we talk about weed, which is like what the show is based on.
I hate poop. I've never even pooped. I don't know anything about it.
You've definitely pooped before.
She poops, but it's strawberry soft serve with sprinkles.
Oh God!
I wish.
If that's happening, you are dying.
I would eat my own doo doo shamelessly.
That is so gnarly.
I got a Minchies going on there.
Give it a fucking waffle cone. Here's, mix it up.
I know a question. If you guys had the physical ability, would you lick your own butthole and or sexual organ?
You know what? Mm. Maybe. I don't think guys want to suck. Well, maybe they do want to suck their own dick, but like.
They don't want to, but they would.
Look, I definitely. Let's ask a guy. I'd definitely try it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be like. Oh, it's Friday at 5 p.m. I'm going to suck my own dick.
Yeah.
But it would make for awkward offices.
Jerry
for
would.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jeremy guys would
be
like,
sucking his dick right now.
Get
all the time I would just be sucking my dick.
Dude, you've been doing your Pilates.
Yeah.
You're bendy.
Pilates? It's when you stretch your dick in weird ways.
No, I heard
that. Jeremy?
I heard a lady like pronounce it that way, and she's a white woman from like Northern California, like Ben Lomond by Santa Cruz. Mm. So it's not like she has a weird accent. She doesn't have a Southern accent. But she told me that she's going to start doing yoga again because Pilates changed her body.
White,
and I was like,
white people are the worst
you
in that rhyme.
You pronounced it like Pilates. Like she's the kind of woman that has the voice like, thanks, like when she says thanks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, she's the worst.
Yeah, she's actually a really great person, but she's got so much white fucking off, like just...
Like, no, she's not.
So many white people.
Just fucking.
I hate my own race.
Really? I'm just mad at you guys all the time.
I was waiting for Obama to be like, all right, we're getting rid of all the white people.
Yeah, you're all going to Seattle. You're going to love it. You stay there.
Texas is supposed
to
secede,
right?
It's
the attitude.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people that are completely like asshole white trash, like know-nothings. And they're not all necessarily white people. It's more of a state of mind, I think.
Yeah, I mean, dumb's dumb regardless of, like, mm-hmm. religion or background. It doesn't matter what color you are. People are just stupid.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
Are we all going to hell?
What is Lisa?
No, there's no
Definitely
hell.
Not.
There's no hell.
But some of us are. And I'll see
let's
y'all
talk
there.
About the
yeah,
holy
I'm gonna
stuff.
Be there.
Where do we go when we die?
Well, we were talking about shit first.
Yeah, I'm oh, going yeah. to hell for sure in a handbasket.
So connected.
I'm okay. I have upside down crosses tattooed on me. I'm fine.
Yeah, I feel like I was looking at your hand though, like and sometimes it's boy. Not upside. It's not necessarily
no, I know. It's
upside
sometimes,
down.
Yeah, but when I flip you off, it's right side up.
So it's
yeah,
like so God's flipping you off.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not really.
Copy that.
I've got an upside down cross on my thigh, and then there's one right here as well.
You have the power cool. of the Lord behind your yeah, flipping off. No.
So what's your problem with my man, Jesus?
I don't know. He's just kind of boring.
He's just kind of boring.
He's kind of boring.
I read that story
like,
once.
No one's like, I want to hang out with Jesus, or even like... Even no one really wants to hang out with Gandhi. Yeah.
Is this Jesus calling right now? We have a caller.
Is Jesus calling?
I'm not sure. Hello? Hello? Are you out there?
Hello?
Hello, is there a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Vivi!
What's up?
What's going on? Why?
Oh, is this is the other star of Farm.
What is going on?
Nothing.
Oh, man. We played Farm. We played date rape.
Yeah, I heard that rumor in my text messages, and I'm like, I totally missed it.
Oh, it's all right. You're here now, and that's what matters. That yeah. track you guys just heard, that the piano part was done by this lovely lady on the phone with us.
Nice.
Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. It's always
Hi,
nice
Heidi.
To hear from you.
Guys, what's going on?
What's up, Heidi?
How you doing, dude?
No, I'm just smoking.
Oh, yeah. You sound cozy
Heidi,
as a motherfucker.
Do you have your weed dick out?
My what?
Your weed dick. Are you showing your weed dick?
Yeah. My weed dick. I'm smoking some weed.
Yeah. That's my baby girl.
Somebody at work today tipped me in weed.
Oh, really?
That's the best.
Where do you work?
Yeah.
I deliver pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's even better.
Oh, do people have to tip you in pizza?
Just picture you as a pizza delivery.
I worked at a pizza place. I'd never
I
had
know.
That
it's
do you wear,
so weird.
Heidi, do you
wear,
wear
fancy shoes
hat?
When you deliver pizza?
Kind of.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm jealous of you, Heidi, for a bunch of reasons. Can I tell you?
Tell me that you're jealous?
Yeah, I'm jealous of you because you're in one of the most awesome groups, Farm, ever. And also, don't you get to see Mindy soon?
No.
Oh, you're in. Oh, you don't live there anymore, huh? Forgot about that. I'm sorry. Now
I'm bummed, Heidi, that I'm going home and you won't be there.
Oh.
I know.
You guys are like Fievel and his sister.
But we're gonna come visit.
Way to make everyone cry. Fuck.
It's emotional.
You want to show me the first 10 minutes of Up now?
Yeah, because you guys are, you're so far apart, but you're staring at the same star.
Oh, there.
What? I thought you were talking about Fido.
No, Fievel. You know the mouse, the little mouse with big dreams.
No.
American.
I know there's dogs named Fido out there.
Yeah, there's
that dog.
You sure are, man.
You say, fuck that dog. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're in Seattle. What's up? What part of Seattle do you live in?
Capitol Hill.
I'm from Seattle too, and I used to live there too.
I wonder if you guys are neighbors.
Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm. My name is Cassie. Nice to meet you.
With a C.
Nice to meet you too.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm going back to Seattle soon to visit my parents, my mom,
Ooh.
My parents. Mm-hmm. Pretty excited
Super
about
sweet.
That.
That's nice. Everybody's awesome. Having homecomings. Yeah.
Yay. Heidi, what was your favorite Farm song to perform ever?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know.
They're all the best. That's your answer.
Our band was so
true.
Epic, but it was so horrible that towards the end of our performing career, every out-of-town show we booked, like, went to hell in some, like, horrible, horrible way. Do
like,
you remember
what way?
That?
Tell us at least one.
Let's hear some horror stories.
Yeah.
Some Farm horror stories.
Oh, my birthday. It was my 26th birthday. Do you remember, Heidi, when we were going to play Mankato?
No, what happened?
We saw Dead Niddle. Yeah, that's when the show got canceled right before Farm went on. Then we got taken to a huge fairy party where it was a house party full of guys dressed up as fairies.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like 3 a.m. We had to drive 6 hours to Sioux City because the house we were going to sleep at got busted. And we saw a dead guy in the middle of the road.
How was he dead? How do you know he was dead?
Well, there's a guy laying in the road, and then all of a sudden some lady, like screaming lady, ran to him and jumped on him. So
I would never jump on a dead person. Was up. What the fuck is her problem?
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe she was like...
Maybe she loved him. Ever seen Titanic? Ever seen any romantic movie? Legend of the Fall?
Yeah, everybody always lays all over their dead lovers.
We got...
Well,
on the,
depends on how freshly dead they are.
It was like 3 a.m. and there was a snowstorm and I was driving a car full of drunk people home. Got pulled over by a police officer on my 26th birthday. And he was all like, all right, blah, blah, blah. Have you been drinking? I'm like, no. He's like, will you take a breathalyzer? I was like, yeah. So he's like, hold on. And he walks away to his car. So I was like, excuse me, officer? You didn't tell me why you pulled me over. And he's like, oh, because you were going slow. I'm like, oh, because it's a snowstorm. Long story short.
There's a dead person.
He was so convinced that I was drunk driving, but I wasn't. And I was so confused as to why he was so like adamant about like, you're drunk driving, blah, blah, blah. So on my 26th birthday, I passed my first breathalyzer. And then after the cop left, I realized why he was freaking out. It's because at the show, someone had spilt beer all over my arm. So, like, I had to have reeked of alcohol, and it was so cold. I was, like, wearing my coat, and I didn't even know. I was like, ah.
That's, you know what? That was your 26th birthday? This birthday is going to be awesome.
What is going to happen?
What's happening on Mindy's birthday, which is Friday?
Yeah. Friday, there's a giant show in Sioux City, Iowa. Woo-hoo. Dangerously Sleazy, Ghosts of Guyana. Bacon, it really is.
Wow, you guys are going to play a show when you go home for your birthday? That's
amazing.
We
are. Me and Manny and Matt Lias on bass.
That's all I ever want to do on my birthday.
Yeah, play a show.
Are you a rock and punk roller rock also? And
what?
You're a rocker and a roller also?
I play music, yeah.
Pretty cool,
You've been
man.
Known to mix it up.
Yeah, I've been known Pretty to throw a rock cool. or two around.
Dabbles.
Hey, Heidi.
Yeah.
Would you ever come to L.A. to have a farm reunion?
Fuck yeah. Why would I?
That would be awesome. We should play a show here. We'll play a show in Seattle when I go there, and we'll play a show in L.A. when you come here.
Yes, I request that.
That would be so awesome. It would be like a tour, huh?
Yeah.
Totally a tour.
Yeah, you guys would just go to each other's.
The two-city
reunion tour.
Yeah, the two-city tour. That's farms two-city tour.
Babies, did you guys used to play those songs out and about, or were they only recordings? Do you know what I'm saying? Did you guys have shows?
We had shows. We played all the hits out and about. A lot of our shows were really good, like awesome dance. They were either really, really good or really, really bad. Do you remember like the epic show in Mankato when it was like a bunch of drunk people like dancing all over to our raps, Heidi?
They're dancing in Iraq?
No. Farm is huge in Iraq.
Farm is... No, we were like... There are no farms. We were doing our stuff and like everyone was like way into it. Like we were like rock stars because we were singing about like... What do we sing about? Pussy licking chick, bitch?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, my favorite... I'm just going to sing my favorite line from one of my favorite songs of you guys is really quick. Get an abortion! That's a funny one, too. That's fun to crank really loud
when
you're driving.
We had the abortion theme song we played live. Yeah, every morning when I drive to school on Thursdays, the abortion clinic was by my school, and there'd be all the like Christians protesting, so I'd blast that as I drove by.
Did you hear that some guy got like arrested or went to prison recently because he gave his date RU486 after they had sex?
Wow.
And she didn't want to...
You can go to jail for that.
Oh, he's like forced her to take it?
Well, oh, he spiked her drink
I think he spiked her drink with RU486.
He chose life.
I feel you, dog.
No, he chose his own life.
Yeah, his life, because he's in jail now. Yeah, guys, don't slip us shit, us ladies.
We don't need
to slip anyone. Don't slip anyone.
We're ready to let loose, but don't slip people shit.
I will take a roofie. Just tell me you're going to give it to me, okay?
Yeah, and make sure I don't have work in the morning. Fucking hell. Like
roofies suck. Yeah. Has anyone here been roofied?
No.
I don't,
not to my knowledge, but God knows.
I think I roofied my boyfriend once because we were playing a house party show, and I was just about to play, and some dude was like, do you want a beer? I was like, yeah. And then he gave it to me, and it was open, and I was like, eh.
And So you handed it to your boyfriend?
Well, I took like one sip and then I just put it down. And then halfway through the set, man, he's like, I finished your beer. I was like, oh yeah, go for it. Because
I took,
I was good on that.
I took some of my.
Did he get fucked up?
He got abnormally fucked up for only drinking three beers. So
was he like swerve? Like, I've been roofied. It's not fun.
Yeah,
it's
awful.
I didn't think about it when I was like, yeah, you can have that beer. But
you can have that beer.
Oh my
I'm going to rape you later.
That's so
beer. Crazy. Roofies are
it's
real.
It's coming tonight.
I took an ex-boyfriend's dad's Viagra.
You took him one?
Why?
Yeah, I was trying to let loose. I just wanted to see what would happen.
See what happens with your weed dick?
You, as a girl, like, because I was also drinking, but I had a lot of energy, like a lot of energy. It was nuts.
Your and like, body was just
I noticed when I was trying to talk, because I was at a party, I was trying to talk, and I was at the kitchen island, and I realized that I'd been gently humping it, like a little bit, like swaying.
You were horny.
It was
too.
Horrible. It was horrible. And I'm sorry that I told you guys that, but this is my confessional in this hot box.
Oh my God,
were you wet?
I like your style.
Wow. It was insane. Yeah, it was like doing like crazy E.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was stupid. I was getting
slip
stupid.
Slip your girlfriend's Viagras instead of roofies, guys.
Yeah, just do something.
Well,
you know.
Everybody, we got to end our awesome show. It is over. This has been the Hot Box.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
We're going to go whack off our weed dicks. Heidi, you rule.
I love
we'll
you, Heidi.
See you
we
next
love you, Heidi.
Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Mindy.
Thank
and happy
you.
Birthday, Mindy, on Friday. Everybody blow her shit up. Let her know
oh,
how happy.
Oh, I love you, Mindy.
Love
oh,
you, Heidi.
I love you too, Heidi.
Too much. What G, what G, B.